Hey guys, this is, I don't know what episode this is, I'm gonna be honest with you. This might be the beginning of season three. But we're really gonna be just talking about work in general, and like, this is a different way to vent, I guess you could say. But I really want to talk about different coworkers, the type of bosses we've had, and just explain why, like, the workplace becomes so crowded with politics that makes you inefficient. Even the simplest of jobs can turn something into, it just turns it into like something 10 times worse. And I don't know how to fix that problem, but I do know how to talk about the problem. And that's so that's what we're going to do today. It's mostly going to just talk about the things that annoy us most with work, and people, and mostly at the end of time, it's not going to be the actual job itself for the most part. Because really, like, yes, you can have a shitty job, dead-end job, whatever, right? But the job itself, once you get used to it, is not the problem. It's either the money you're getting and you're thinking you're not receiving the amount you deserve. And why is it happening? Because of higher management. And, like, or the people you work with. Or you just hate the job, not because of the work you do, but the people around you. If they make it insufferable. Because I have a hard time believing that if you worked in a place, in an environment where everyone was your best friend, that you'd hate the job as much. Sure, you might hate doing what you're doing, but if you're with your best friends the whole time, and again, when you're with your best friends, you know you can say things and do things and you won't get in trouble. You know there's these things that are going to, you know how things are going to play out, and as long as everyone's getting their work done, there's not going to be any issues. So obviously you're going to love that job. Problem is, you're never going to be working with your best friends. I mean, I say that when I did it at the first couple jobs I worked at, but for the most part, you're working with complete strangers that you met, people who don't care about you, people who will throw you under the bus as soon as they get a chance, and just people who straight up don't want to do their job. And so that's the type of people we want to talk about today. And I think we're just going to go... I'm gonna go ahead and say like five things we hate about working in any industry at the moment, or even working with people in general. And we might go more, or we might go less, depending on how deep we go into these different reasons of why working can be so depressing, or annoying, or frustrating, and maybe talking about it will make you realize how, or giving our solutions to the problem will make you find out how to maybe not hate your job, maybe make it at least tolerable. But why don't you go ahead? So I think we'll go ahead and just name a thing we hate. We'll go into depth on the topic, and then after we'll talk about solutions to the problem, and then we'll keep going until we run out of steam. So with that in mind, you want to go ahead and start off? I don't know if you have a thing already on mind that you want to talk about.
Yeah, I can definitely go ahead and start off. I'm definitely thinking about laziness, and this isn't to say laziness as a whole, right? Because I've said this to Stephens before. I'm a very lazy person. All right. But what I've tend to see is there's like two types of laziness, right? It's almost like there's an instant gratification laziness and a delayed gratification laziness. The type of laziness I am is I want to make everything as efficient for me as possible so I can go home and be lazy. Like that to me is true laziness. I don't want to be at work and have to work 10 hours because I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and then finally go home even more tired to kind of be lazy-ish. No. I want to go home and be lazy. But there's also workers that I've worked with who want to be lazy during work in ways that always make work take longer. So it makes it weird, which would be fine if, to me, I guess, if their mindset was like, well, I'm just trying to get as many hours as possible. But they always complain about having to stay at work. So I'm like, I'm confused. You have two 15-minute breaks, right? And I'm not saying I always take just two 15-minute breaks, but if you're taking two 15-minute breaks and you decide I'm going to take a third 15-minute break, and you don't do work, like you literally take a 15-minute break instead of doing work, now I have to stay an additional 15 minutes. Whereas if I don't take that break and just knock out something, I can go straight home. And it's like that small mindset difference that gets me a lot of times. Because it'd be fine if it was one 15-minute, but maybe one extra 15 minutes, a couple extra 10 minutes, then they decide, oh, I'm standing here and nothing's happening right this second, so I can just stand here for like 10 minutes. And you know, what's that? Now it's already like 45-ish minutes, and that's, I almost have to stay an extra hour just because you didn't feel like doing something that you're getting paid to do.
To reiterate, so I'm specifically honing in on the, I know you're talking about laziness, but when he talks about two different styles of being lazy, basically, I heard the two 15-minute breaks. There's two type of people who take breaks. If I know that if I finish my job, that I go home early, and if that means I don't take a break, I will not take the break. So I can get off at the time. Because if you don't take a lunch, they have to let you off at a certain time, for the most part. Usually how most of it works for most, some of these jobs.
Yeah, but, especially Cali.
But, so when you don't take a lunch, and that's a different type of, that's one of the different type of lazy. I'm willing to not take my break. And I understand some people can't do that. Some people need the break. So I'm not going to fault anyone for not doing that. But I am the same type of lazy he is, where I'll skip a break, I'll skip lunch, and I'll work straight through. I'll work from the minute I get there to the minute I'm off. If it means I get to go home 2 hours early. Sure, I worked my ass off, but I'm home 2 hours early. I'll use that 2 hours, take a nap, and then go do what the rest I want to do with the rest of my day. Or I'll do whatever I want, and then I'm just home earlier. That's all that matters to me. So the problem is when you have people who take their breaks, but also like, okay, you didn't need to take that break because you know the amount of work we have will be done by this time. But because you took this break, now we're all working longer. Fine. You do whatever you want with your breaks. Now you're off break. It's just what he was saying. You're off break. But you're taking breaks while working because you don't see it necessary to either help the people you're working with, or you feel like there's nothing that you could be doing. And now sometimes there are times where there's nothing to do and you're just sitting and waiting around. But there's probably most of those times you can do something or go help somebody. And you're not responsible to go help somebody. But if helping somebody means you'll finish earlier, or means that person will finish earlier and they'll be able to help you, why wouldn't you do it? And this is the type of mindset we're talking about. There's people who want to do things a certain way and complain about the same thing. And the reason that thing is happening that they're complaining about is because of their work ethic or the way they work. And that's what we're really talking about. Everyone has worked with that guy who has to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes. And when he goes to the bathroom, he's gone for half an hour.
Oh, my God.
And you're like, they come back out, oh, my stomach was hurting. Every day, bro? Your stomach hurts every day at the same time, bro? Maybe you should change your diet. Maybe you should change your diet. Or maybe you're a lazy asshole and I've gone to the bathroom with you and realized you're on your phone. I don't say anything because I don't really give a rat's ass to go and I don't care. Okay, I care, but I don't care enough to go rat you out. You know, I'm not, that's just not me. If I just, for me, and for why this laziness is a problem, is because for me, I see that and I'm like, okay, let's just call him Bob. Oh shit, man, I'm working with Bob today. Now, the first couple times that happens, yeah, I'm like annoyed. But after a while, you're like, you change. Sorry, I'm about to go into solution territory. Do you want to go anymore?
I mean, we can mold into the solution, talk about them both at the same time. I think it's fine.
Yeah. So, one thing I do with people who work the way we're talking about right now, like the guy who goes to the bathroom or the guy who sits around and does nothing, takes extra breaks. The reason I deal with those people is once I find out that they're that type of person, I know I'm working 5 times harder, 10 times harder that day. It is what it is. But if I go in with that expectation, you can't ruin my day. Because I know I'm not doing any talking that day. I'm not playing games. I'm doing my job. I'm working. I'm doing what I need to do so I can get home. And I already know I'm working with Bob. So there's no point of me getting worked up at what Bob does when I already know what Bob does. It's like you go on a roller coaster ride and you know you're scared of heights and it goes straight up. Why would you do it again? Right? So instead of complaining about this person, you just change the way you do things so you're done. And it doesn't matter what Bob does. And that's how I deal with people like that. Now you could say, well, shit, I have to work 10 times harder though. And like, that's not the solution for you. That's not the solution for you. But I can't see any other solution, because the other solution is you just deal with Bob, do the same thing you've been doing, and you're not finished on time because of Bob. That's what you're going to say. And now you're staying over. You're getting a worse result, and you already know you're doing this. So the reason I'm saying what I'm saying is, sure, you're working 10 times harder. Sure, it sucks that day. Sure, Bob's garbage. But was any of that going to help with your situation? It's not. What's going to help is you just just working from the minute you get there and working until you get off. And that's how you solve that issue. Because now you're going home, regardless of what Bob does. Now, the problem is, Bob gets to probably go home at the same time you do, because of what you did. Mm-hmm. And Bob's going to really like working with you.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is, and a lot of people say, well, why don't you complain to upper management? There's really nothing they can do.
This is going to go into a problem. That's not true.
No. I mean, there is something they can do, but 9 times out of 10, you're not going to do it. And this is what I said at the beginning, where politics, I'm kind of broadening it back out, but politics in the workplace makes work so ass. Now, like, I want to go back into the laziness, because that's what I'm focusing on. But another type of person. I'll give you an example of what I mean. Maybe you guys can relate more. But I worked at a grocery store, and there's this kid. I don't know. I wasn't too old myself. I was 19. This kid was probably 17, turning 18. So I'm only like maybe a year and a half older than him, right? But I come to work. I'm working every day, 10 hours a day, right? Now, our shifts are 9 hours, so I'm staying over. I'm getting a lot of overtime. So I love my checks. But this kid, who's only a year and a half younger than me, he's coming in every day. He complains about work nonstop, right? And, like, he's one of those people that while you're working, he would talk to you while you're working. And then you're like, okay, you're, like, listening. He's kind of working next to you. But then, like, you're like, okay, I got something else I got to do. So you move to go do your work. But now this guy's following you. This is the guy I'm talking about. He follows me to where I'm going. And, you know, after a couple minutes, I'm sitting there doing my work and realizing he's moved from what he's doing. But because he can't do anything in the area I'm in, he's not working anymore. And, like, I'm like, fine. Okay, I'm working with this kid, whatever. Now, the reason he's on the schedule is because this kid needed to cover. So when I go on a break, he's literally there. So when I go on a break, shit doesn't get backed up at the grocery store. And when I say backed up, like, I closed. So you had to clean all the registers. We had to put the go backs back. We had to bring the carts in. We had to close one of the doors. We have to bring all the electric wheelchairs in, turn the lights off, take all the trash out. All bag groceries, maybe go face some shelves. You know, I mean, at this point in time where I was working, I was doing more than my job role suggested. I mean, later I got promoted for it and I was, whatever. That's not the point. The point is, this same kid was following me complaining about work, about how hard work is. And he's sitting there watching me do double the amount of work because he's not doing anything. Complaining about work when he's watching. As if this guy's a manager. Then has the nerve. I'm like, okay, bro, I'm gonna go on break. Now, this is the break. Like, we have break, lunch, and then break, right? So this is my last break. That's only, No. My bad. I think I only had lunch. But I'm on lunch. My lunch could be 30 minutes from now. but I'm going to take a 30-minute lunch because I don't want you to get backed up. Now, this kid for that 30 minutes is supposed to be doing stuff down there. I go to my lunch. 5 minutes into my lunch, this kid walks up here. Huh, that's weird. I'm pretty sure he already had his breaks and his lunch. Maybe he's going to the bathroom. He sits down next to me. Okay. He starts talking to me. Sick, bro. Now I'm like, okay, maybe he didn't take his break. So I'm like, okay, he's taking his break. Mind you, I'm on lunch. So I wait. Our breaks were 10 minutes. So 10 minutes go by. I know he's not immediately going back. Whatever. Some people spend a little couple extra minutes. I'm not mad if you stay over 2 to 5 minutes, okay? Another 10 minutes go by. Huh, he's still up here with me. Now, where I'm at, I can see the whole grocery store. It's busy as a bitch for the time it was. I see everything piling up. When I go there, I know I'm going to have to do everything times 10 because we got to close in an hour. And if you do, when you do trash at the grocery store and you're working there, you have to also sweep the whole store, if you didn't know. You have to sweep the whole store. And when you're doing this, you also have to sign up on papers for precautions and safety reasons. So that takes about an hour. It could take you 40 minutes. If you really speed run it, maybe 20 minutes, but you're not supposed to be speed running it because of safety issues, right? And they have you on camera. If you do that, you can get written up.
Damn, that's happened a lot, I guess.
I get off lunch, and, or no, 5 minutes before I get off lunch, I'm like, yeah. I'm like, so, bro, I'm like, maybe he's staying longer, because, like, because, I don't know, I'm sitting there looking at him, I'm like, okay, well, maybe he's staying longer, and he's like, okay, bro, I'll see you, and I'm like, oh, yes, okay, he said he'll see me when I get down there, so I was like, okay, cool, so he's still working, and I was like, oh, so you was just on break and shit. So when do you get off? He's like, oh, I'm off right now. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, when'd you get off? So I'm thinking, okay, maybe he was got off earlier than I thought. Maybe he got off and he was coming up here just to chill and talk to me. Some people like to talk to me for no reason. I don't know. No, that kid had worked my whole lunchtime. He had worked that whole lunchtime and he stayed up there with me until he had to clock out. And this kid is looking at me and he could not understand why I was mad. I was like, wait, you're going home? I'm like, bro. He's like, yeah. He's like, man, work was so hard today. Bro, I almost punched a student in his face. There's a couple reasons I didn't. He was a nice kid. He didn't understand why I was upset, but I'm not even sure if he really knew I was upset. And also, he was underage. I mean, sure, I'm only a year and a half older than him, but that doesn't fucking matter. I'm over the age and he isn't. That's all that people see. So he leaves. I go downstairs and my manager comes up to me and he's like, bro, what the fuck is going on? He's like, all this shit's dirty. We got to close in like 30 minutes. What's going on? I'm like, the guy that was supposed to be covering me? He fucking was on lunch with me and he was just sitting up there. My manager looks at me and I know I said I would rat him out, but this you got to understand the relationship I have with this manager. This manager was like, ride or die for me. So he wasn't going to snitch on the kid either. Sure, I could have asked him to, but like, he wasn't going to because he knew I'd pick it up, right? He's like, okay, well, because the reason he asked me what the hell's going on is because he's like, he knows that's not the type of worker I am. He knows I wouldn't have it backed up like this. So he's like, what's going on? And so he helped me out and we get stuff done. But that type of person is the type of people I can't stand working with. It's hard because they're so nice that you don't even want to be mean to them. And they meant to fire that kid, but that kid made it. We have a union, and after you work 3 months, like, you're automatically like harder to fire. You can't just be fired.
Yeah, probation period. 90 yeah.
So he made it, and so they couldn't just fire him anymore. And now I was stuck with this kid, but now after I realized what he was doing, I just made sure whatever he was doing, I make sure to go check up on it. And when I say check up on it, I'm not over his shoulder being like, this is what you need to do. I do what I need to do, and then I'll use my spare time, the time that other people would use to sit around and do nothing, to go help. And I'm like, okay, he's outside doing carts. I go outside, kids all the way in the back in another... Okay, I'm not going to dox myself. But you know the parking lot, the grocery store right next to my house that I worked at, right, Tyne?
Yeah.
So you know how like there's Del Taco and like all that shit, right? And you know where the grocery store's parking lot is, right?
Yeah.
This guy's in another fucking, like, it's, of course it's all one parking lot. This guy's at another like parking area. You know what I mean? Like the, he's like in the Del Taco parking area. Our shopping carts aren't over there. And he's on his phone texting. So I go out there, but this is what I did. I'm like, I go out there. Oh, I knew it. I knew he was not doing his job. Most people go outside at night to do carts when they don't want to do anything. Because there's probably not that many carts. And even if there is, it doesn't take that long to gather them all up. But he's not even gathering them all up. And now, while he's in another parking area, this is a big parking lot. So the shopping cart, some people steal our shopping carts and take it to a whole ass other parts of the parking lot. So like, I got that. But when I go out there and I see like none of the carts are in and he's been out there for 30 minutes, you know, I use my spare time to go out there and do it. And then someone called me inside and like, what are you doing? This guy's on carts. And I'm like, well, he's not doing them. So I did it. And it was okay for me to do it because I already did everything I needed to do inside. And that's just the type of person I am. Now, most people would be complaining, find a way. But what I've realized is complaining really doesn't get you anywhere. And maybe I'd complain if the politics of the workplace wasn't like that. I'm not saying that if I found out that like people wouldn't be mad that I told on them that I'd do it. That's not what I'm saying. I give people the benefit of the doubt for most of the time. But if I have a talk with you, because I will always talk to the person first. If I have a conversation with you, and my conversation is, yo, bro, I need you to do this. And if you keep doing this, like, we're going to have a problem, me and you. Like, it's going to be an issue. And they still don't do anything? That's when I'm like, okay. At that point, it's not ratting someone out. You're fucking me. And if you're going to fuck me without taking me to dinner, I'm going to fuck you. It's all just going to happen. And that's what happened, bro. I told them I didn't want to work with that kid no more. And they just didn't schedule one with me anymore. And like, oh, why didn't you do that from the beginning and blah, blah. Because these bastards were already fucking me on my schedule. This has nothing else to do. Scheduling managers. Now, I'm not going to go into that because that's a different topic. We'll finish this one first. But I didn't want to fuck with my scheduling because they were already fucking me on my schedule. But I don't know if you have anything to say. I kind of know I just went on a rant, but I had to tell that story. Because that's the type of people we're talking about when we're dealing with this. And if that person is you, change. Okay? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If you're offended by what I'm saying, it's because you're the type of person we're talking about. I'm not saying you have to sacrifice your lunch, your breaks, blah, blah. Just do the work you're supposed to do so someone else doesn't have to do it. If you need help, ask for it. I'm not mad if you ask for help because now I know you need help and I know, okay, this is how we're going to get the time done. That helps me. It helps me help you so I get off on time. That's fine. I don't care if you're bad at your job, if you're working hard. I care if you're not working and you're bad at your job and you're making me stay 2 hours over the time. Fuck you.
No, straight up. That shit's whack. It's really annoying. Especially if you're going to be the person that complains to me about how hard it is as well. It's like...
Oh, that's the thing that drove me nuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You think so? No way. No, you know what would make this easier? Instead of like talking to me about it, you actually did something. That'd be great. Thanks.
I just could not believe someone was watching me work, sitting down, and complaining about work. Like, it just seemed so weird to me. It's like, yeah. But it baffles me. I'm like, how can you talk? It's like watching someone like do manual, like hard ass labor. Like they're digging a hole by themselves. You could help. You're sitting in a chair, and you know, maybe you're supposed to be pulling weeds. You're sitting in a chair watching this person dig. You could help them dig. Man, work is so hard, bro. While you're sweating your ass off. I could not believe this kid did that to my face and didn't understand that he was doing it.
Could you imagine having to dig a hole in the heat, bro? That shit would be crazy, bro.
And that guy was so lazy he didn't realize what he was doing. That's the only way I can rationalize it in my head. Like, how did you get to a point where you're complaining about work while sitting on your ass eating, watching me work?
Yeah.
He got fired eventually.
Oh, of course.
But holy shit. Holy shit.
I'd say where are we at, right? I'd say number three is definitely because I definitely think that person that you're talking about kind of falls into this is the not listening / entitled. Like, I get it. We all want to be respected. There's a modicum of mutual respect that is understandable. But you also are coming to this place to work. They're paying you money, and they're expecting you to do a certain job. Unless you know exactly what to do, and you've done this, you have experience, like you have to be given some type of reason as to why it makes sense for me to just listen to you perform these tasks, right? Otherwise, as if I have to train you, we're paying you to do this position, work here, and I have to train you for it, you should be listening. Even if I'm not training you, even if I'm someone that's been working there and you can see that, like, I know what I'm doing, it's been clear, the manager, somebody else has told you this person knows what they're doing, like, for the most part, in the beginning, just listen. People that are just like, I know what's best, like, I don't need to listen to what you need to tell you. Honestly, you're wrong, because and you'll hear it from my family a lot. They think I'm a know-it-all and stuff like that because of how I talk, and I'll talk like that all the time. You'll probably hear it through these podcasts a lot in the way I speak. But when somebody tells me to do something in a specific way, I do it in that specific way. I'm very, very, like, what's the word? I focus as much as I can to make sure that I'm meticulous in what I'm doing. Because if they've told me, especially if I'm at a place of work, I'm expecting that they've done this before. So I'm expecting they most likely know the most efficient way. Is it 100% the most efficient way? Maybe, maybe not. But for the most part, it's better to listen first and make adjustments later. Because if you don't even know what you're doing at first, how can you make adjustments to it if you don't know what the base principles are? So when you have workers who you're supposed to be training, then speak to you and get upset when you tell, like, literally just tell them to do something. Like, I could understand if I'm speaking in a very condescending tone, or I'm being like, listen here, you little bitch, go do this shit. Oh, totally, I'm speaking disrespectfully, you can yell at me, I don't give a shit. But when I'm just like, hey, why'd you do this? Hey, could you move this? Or, oh, I see that you did this. What you should try to think about is we're going to be moving as an entire day. So it's actually going to make more sense to do it here because of how the movements are going to work later. You know what I mean? Simple stuff like that, which I think is just predictive of things you won't know unless you've worked it before. These are things that come with the experience of working with either different batches. I'm working in a kitchen, so I'm making huge kettles of sauce. So you're talking about 2,500 pounds in this huge kettle. You know, if we have to make 14 different batches, we have to think about how we bring in different pallets and stuff like that, you know? But it affects the workday if you're not going to listen to those things, because in his brain, he's just like, well, I'm going to do what I want or what I think feels right. And he puts a pallet in the spot. Now, I can't do what I was going to do. And if my way was more efficient because I've already done this before, it's going to annoy me. And now, like you said, I make the adjustment, you know, now I just have to move this pallet. And I do the extra work. But after a while, if they're not listening, the part that gets me and the part that's frustrating for me is I can't trust them. I can't leave them alone ever. It feels like I can't take my break or do something because now it feels like I'm going to leave. I'm going to tell you what needs to be done. I'm going to leave and that is not going to get done. And sometimes if that doesn't get done, it will make me stay hours and hours. So it's like you're saying, all right, why take my 30-minute lunch when this person's going to make me stay 2 hours when I go on my 30-minute lunch? Simply because he's not following directions. To me, that's insane. To me, it's a child. And that same person is going to be like, I demand respect from you. For what? This is a person that I've told while we were working on a batch, hey, could you not put anything in yet? We're going to wait because the warehouse has to bring up ingredients. I leave for like 5 seconds, come back. He's putting in a totally different ingredient that has already been put into the batch, just adding it to the batch. We had to do a whole adjustment period that took an extra like hour or so because of that. And it's just like, it's not like your mistake was, oh, you put a little bit too much, or oh, you weren't paying attention. You just did not follow directions. It's just like whatever was told to you, you said, fuck it. I know what's better. For what? For what reason? It's pointless to me.
Yeah, this is
super disrespectful to me, which is crazy. Because if you're not willing to listen to somebody and then tell them, I demand respect from you. I'm like, you're insane. I can't respect you.
Yeah, and I think this has to talk about where he got talked about where it's entitlement and like just not following directions. And it goes a long way to. I understand when you work at somewhere for a certain amount of time, you start not doing everything the way it's supposed to be done. You start learning things. But when you're new, so these are like this, the person he's talking about was new at the time and just doesn't follow directions, and he's worse for it now. He's still a bad worker problem. And the reason we're bringing this up is I don't understand. I understand, but I don't understand how someone can do things they do and why they do it. Like maybe it has something to do with why we're raised. If my parents told me to do something and they told me to do it in a certain way, like there is clear instructions, it doesn't matter if I knew a better way at the time. And in fact, if I had never done it before, how would I know my way is better? Right?
Exactly.
So like even if I was like, okay, but if I do it like this, it'll be done in 20 instead of 40. But is it gonna be as good? Is it gonna look as good?
Or be what they need? Maybe yeah. For a specific task, so they need a specific way.
So these things, so, and you know, I learned, like, when I did things that my parents told me to do, not the way they told me to do it, they would make me come back down and do it the way they told me to do it, regardless if it was already done or whatever. Redo it. We told you to do it this way, you're going to do it this way. Oh. Now, so when it's stuff like that, like, sure, maybe it's because of how I was raised that I'm making the decisions that I make at work, where if someone tells me to do something, and they specifically tell me how to do it, then I'm just going to do it that way and fuck it, and like not fuck it up. Now, that's not to say that once you do something for so long, you know what you can do that won't make you have to go back and do it.
Yeah, so, the correct shortcuts.
Yeah. Like, so there's like, okay, they needed it this way. This doesn't, me doing this is faster, and it doesn't change what they need. Okay, so that's what I did. That works. But you can't do that until you do things the right way first. You need to understand how things work and why they work and why they're telling you to do it that way. Because when you understand why something's happening and why you're doing it that way, you know that when you're taking a shortcut, consequence of that shortcut is going to be. But if you can fill in that consequence and make it not a non-issue, and it's simply just faster, sure, if someone watched you do it, you might get in trouble, because maybe what you're doing is saying you're skipping a safety precaution. But I'm not going to skip any safety precaution that's lethal. Okay, that's just me. There's certain safety precautions you don't go past, but there's some that's like ridiculous, like, there's a puddle on the floor. Don't walk over there. Like, okay, dude, I'll just walk around. Like, I'm not going to wait for it to dry by itself and then go over there, and then I'm stuck on this side. For whatever, I'm making up a really dumb example, but that's basically like how dumb the stupid safety, some of the safety things are. Like, oh, this wasn't supposed to be plugged in at 5 o'clock. I don't know what the fuck that means, bro. All right, well, why doesn't time matter? But if I do it the right way and the way things are supposed to be done, I'll know why the time matters. And then I'll know what to do to make sure that that problem doesn't happen because I did it early.
Exactly.
It's corrections, it's cutting corners and then correcting it later. Or cutting corners and making sure it doesn't cause a problem later that doesn't take you extra time. So I guess that's I don't know the solution for these people, but
education.
If you don't want to be like these people, just do something, learn why, completely understand what you're doing and how to do it, and then make the necessary things that you think would be better. And if it's better, it's better. And you just have to not be what, like, if you're just not getting caught, you're not getting caught, you know? Like, as long as, but make sure when you're doing something that if you do get caught, it's not you're getting fired. It's not you're getting written up. It's, hey, man, thanks for finishing this in time. You're our best worker. Maybe you shouldn't do that, but, like, okay. Like, where they're talking to you because they don't want to get you mad because you're their best worker. That's the other thing. If you're always, if you're making sure that you're on a top side, even if you cut corners and they see you cut corners, they're less likely to give you shit because you're the reason they're going home 2 hours early.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. If you make yourself, what's the word? If you make yourself essential,
mm-hmm.
there's almost nothing a higher up is going to tell you because they need you. And, like, sure, the only consequence of that I've realized is getting called in because they want your help. You are the go-to guy, and you're not being rewarded for being the best worker because all you're doing is getting more work. Unless for you getting more work, it obviously means getting more money. So unless that's the reward, but sometimes you want your days off and you're like, I don't want to be called. I mean, there this the same place I'm talking about at that store. I mean, I don't like people. When I do a job, I feel like people are relying. If I have to do something for myself, I probably won't do it for months. If I have to do something for someone else, I'll probably get it done as soon as possible. And that's just how I am at work. And that's why I think people think I'm a hard worker, but I just don't like not meeting expectations. So when I do that, people are like, okay, I want him here. And when people want you there, you're working more hours, you're doing this. I ended up working 7 days a week. I'm only supposed to be part-time, bro, 20 hours. But I was working, like, I don't know how many hours possible you can work in a week, but I was working, okay? I was working. And for that to be an issue, like, what do you do? Like, now you're so relied upon now that they feel a type of way if you say no. So now you're stuck. This is politics. If you say no, you're seen as a bad worker. Now he's not coming in when I call him in. He's not reliable, which is dumb because it's like, you're saying that, but you're calling me every day. Why are you not bringing in Jeff? Why are you not bringing in Carl? Oh, I don't want to work with Carl or Jeff. So give me the benefit of the doubt. Let me have my day off, bro. Okay, I get it. But, like, I'm not here to make your job easier, okay? That's not what I'm here for.
I think what it is at the end of the day, a huge, huge part of it is so many people turn 18 and they're like, I'm an adult now. And people think adult, and that's why I hate when people are like, respect your elders because they're older than you. Nah, fuck you. All right. I respect you because you deserve respect. All right. There are elders that I respect, not because they're elder, but because of what they fucking did in their years. All right. They deserve that respect. I talk to them in a way and I respect them. They know things about shit that I may not even know yet. Sometimes I may never even know. And that's the whole point of respecting them. It's not just because it's a number. It's because they actually did earn that respect. And in theory, if you are, you know, 50 years old, you've had 50 years at least done something worth earning of respect. And that's why respect your elders becomes a thing. However, it does not mean I'm just gonna insta respect, because if you I forgot how I started this. What did you say right before this?
I was talking about how I was working 7 days a week, managers calling you in, and that
That huge respect component also comes from being an adult. Adult is I don't want to say lifestyle. It's not necessarily the way to use it, but it's an acceptance of a certain set of behaviors. And those certain set of behaviors is what makes you an adult. All right. So if you're, in my eyes, if you're a manager, you're supposed to be an adult. All right. If you're working in these jobs, you're supposed to be an adult. All right. So you're supposed to be making certain decisions, not because you feel a certain way, but because this is what you have to do now. All right. You've had your choices to make while you were a kid. You had choices to make while you're a teenager. You have your choices to make now. And now you're stuck with what the cards have dealt you. So fucking deal with your choices. Now, as a manager, it's a child decision to be like, oh my God. Because imagine like a football coach that did that. Well, why don't we just rely on our number one player and we'll just throw him the football every single time? Well, the next team's going to be like, key on that player, knock him out, and we're done. So what happens? Oh, our number one player went on vacation. What are we supposed to do? Our number one player quit. What are we supposed to do? Well, nothing now, because you didn't fucking use your number one player to inspire the rest of your goddamn team to work harder. Because that's what you should be doing. Oh, your number one player's kicking ass. I've already called him in 3 times. You know what? Let's give him 2 days off. Why did he get 2 days off? Psh, he's been kicking ass. What happens? People start kicking ass because they want to get 2 days off. Oh, wow, crazy. That worked? Like it's weird that they'll use, like, that overtime will be used as an incentive. But also, they're not supposed to be paying you over. Like, the goal is not to have overtime, right? If you're a company that's paying overtime, in theory, you did not allocate your schedule properly. Thus, you have to pay more than what you should have. Otherwise, we wouldn't call it overtime. Like what? The concept just wouldn't make sense in itself. So, if you have to work overtime, if you're like, hey, oh, you guys want to work over? Like, they say, oh, you guys want to work some overtime, make some extra cash? Like, I should never want to say no. Like, the people are always like, oh man, I need money. I get it. If you need overtime, you got to make your extra cash. You made certain decisions, whatever. But as a manager, to expect that people are just going to want overtime because you most likely it was a mistake higher up and you need to fix that adjustment is ridiculous. Understand and make the adult decision. Call it what it is. Hey, we need some people that need to put in extra hours. You take note of who the people that keep saying yes and which people keep saying no. Then when you get to a point where you've already called in people a bunch of times, now you ask the other people, hey, I've needed overtime. You guys haven't come in any extra days so far. I need you guys to either try to come in some extra days or, like, we're going to have to start working something out. Like, give away your normal shift hours to these people so that we can do this, or this, etc.
Yeah, this comes into my favorite subject about this topic. Bad managers. So there's really no, I'm gonna tell you straight up, first of all, there's no solution to a bad manager. You're fucked. Unlucky. Second, when it's crazy you're talking about this, because when you're talking about how overtime, now it's an incentive, but at the same time you're not supposed to have it. So I don't know about you, but I've gotten in trouble for overtime. That's crazy. Because last time I checked, I can only come in when you schedule me. And I only stay longer when you give me permission.
Exactly.
So how am I getting in trouble for staying longer? Because you needed my help. If I'm working 7 days a week, I worked 7 days a week while I was working at that store, like, for like a month straight. And then after that, I got paid out. Like, I was making big, like, because they paid you weekly there. I was probably making, like, when I was doing that, like $1,000 a week. Like, it was insane. Not to mention, I closed and then worked into the AM and then blah, blah. So there's night pay. There's my base pay. Then there's night pay. Then there's graveyard pay. And these all bump up during your shift. If I go into those hours, my minimum wage, whatever money I was making goes up by that amount. So if nighttime pay was an extra 25 cents, I got that extra 25 cents for those hours. If the overnight pay was another 50 cents, that's stacked. It wasn't like, oh, just 50 cents. It's 50 cents on top of that 25 cents. And then the graveyard is another 50, 75 cents. So let's say I worked, so I would come in at like 4 or 5 p.m., right? So I'm working, okay, that's my base pay. Then I'm getting all these stacked plus the overtime I was working. Plus 7 days a week is also extra. I was making bank. But they were like, you can't be working this overtime. And I'm like, don't call me on my days off. Sure, if I stay an hour or two over my shift, sure, that might be counted as a little bit of overtime. But that's like 30 minutes at most throughout, if you count my actual work days, right? 30 minutes to like an hour. But if you have me come in on my days off, how are you going to tell me that I shouldn't be getting overtime? Or It's not that I even want it. You're mad because you're like, hey, brother, you've been getting a little bit too much overtime. We can't afford to pay. They're saying we can't afford it. They can, but we don't want to. You need to stop working overtime. So I'm going to ask you to stop working overtime. Okay. What happens to my next day off? Hey, brother, can you come into work? I thought you didn't want to work overtime. We really need you, brother. Okay, then don't talk to me about overtime next time I fucking talk to you. Like, I can't. There's no winning there. Nope. You can't tell me that I'm in trouble for overtime, but call me in on my days off. Where do you think my overtime hours are coming from? It's the off days. I'm supposed to have off. And so, look, managers, I think, are supposed to manage so everybody finishes in an appropriate time. I have had very few managers in my lifetime that made sure this was the thing. I worked at a casino, and we were the cleaning crew at night. Now, I did not know we had a manager. When I came into work, our manager was on leave. And I worked at that casino for 6 months before I quit. For 5 months, that was one of the coolest jobs I had. I was at a casino, and while I was cleaning kitchens, they did stuff on a first come, first serve. And I started getting really good at cleaning the kitchens. Kitchens that would take other people an hour, I'm doing in 20 minutes. Things that would take other people forever to get downstairs, I'm doing, again, 20 minutes. So it's like, I started having like a lot of free time. And so I had, you know, when you're done with cleaning, there's actually nothing left for you to do. Like, everything's clean. And they don't open up the kitchens until the morning. So I'm like, oh, this is a cool job. I can finish early. And so I was finishing, we were finishing like 2 hours to, like at the end of it, 2 hours early every day. So they started sending me home early. Instead of getting off at 8, they just told me I could go home at 7. I love that. Our manager comes back from leave. She starts telling us, because we divvied out who was good at what. There was a first come, first serve. Some kitchens were just easier to clean or more fun to clean, or you're around certain people. Like, so a lot of people don't like cleaning the bars because the bars have these rugs, and the rugs themselves aren't heavy, but you put them on a rack, and then you have to take that rack on an elevator, go downstairs, and hose them down to get all the food and shit out of it. Now, I loved working at the bar because I was in the middle of the casino. The bar is really small. The longest part about cleaning the bar is picking up those rugs, right? And so, but I put up the rugs, I put them downstairs, I hose them, I come back upstairs, I finish cleaning the bar. Now, how do I explain this? I'm listening to music because the bar has music. I love all the bartenders. The bartenders were, a lot of them were just cute girls. So I'm just sitting there chatting them up. What else? I'm just naming things I like so I can tell you how utterly ruined the manager did. I started getting like, if I came to the bar, if I paid for a drink, you know, they'd give me a little extra or maybe a little discount. I don't know if they're supposed to do that, but none of my goddamn business. These are all benefits that I loved working there. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I love this. The reason I could love this is because I was a young man. I keep picking up the rugs are not heavy until you hose them. So those soaked rugs are heavy as fuck. And you have to you put them on a rack and they're on wheels, but they are heavy as fuck when you have to lift them up and put them back on in the bar area or whatever kitchen you're in. They're heavy. So yeah. There a lot in the clean crew, there was a lot of older women that couldn't lift the rugs. Right? And so I would just go do those kitchens. Fine by me. Or like every kitchen has those rugs. So then you'd be put on like rug duty. So like I would just go pick up all the rugs from each kitchen and hose them at the appropriate times. I loved doing trash because if you did rugs, you also did trash. And that's all I did. And you get to be outside because it was hot in a lot of the kitchens. So I'd be to go outside. It'd be cold as hell. And I'm out there with water. I was chilling. When our manager came in, she decided, now, we had this really old lady who really was sick and really couldn't do anything. So we had her wash dishes. Now we have a, most casinos have a buffet, but for lunch we had work buffet. So we had a, but because there's so many dishes, we have to have one of our people down there the whole time, permanently washing dishes. I thought the job was actually pretty sick, because you're just down there. It's actually cold. All you're doing is washing dishes, and if you do it really fast and skip your lunch, you're basically on lunch the whole your whole shift, because you're chilling. It's a buffet, and the dishes are clean. You have nothing to do. We had the old lady do it because she couldn't lift anything. She was weak. She was really old. We just had her do dishes. That's all she could do. Our manager makes her do rugs. Tells her to do rugs. I was like, what? I don't think she should be doing rugs. And she's like, who do you think? Like, she couldn't really speak English either, this manager, which blew my mind. And when I say blow my mind, I'm not saying that if you can't speak English, you shouldn't be a manager. I'm saying if you're a manager, because there's a lot of Spanish speakers in my cleaning crew. There's also a lot of, a lot of them spoke, I don't know how to say it, Tagalog.
Tagalog, yeah.
And I was actually learning a little bit of it. And so I was pretty much the only really English speaking person, but I talked to all of them and I understood them pretty often. I started picking up some of the language and whatever. And so it blew my mind when she got there and she couldn't talk to some of our crew. Like, she spoke mostly Spanish. Her English was very broken. And while we had a lot of Spanish speakers, I was like, okay, but the people who speak Tagalog could also speak English. And so they had to speak to her in English because she didn't know Tagalog. And they didn't know Spanish. Actually, some of them did know Spanish. But I'm like, oh, you can't even properly tell us what you want. Why are you a manager? And like, I know that's kind of harsh, but I'm going to take that same criticism. A lot of our people were Spanish speaking. So I probably shouldn't be put as a manager to tell them what to do because I can't speak Spanish. So yeah. Why do you have this person who can't speak English or Tagalog managing us? And then when I was like, yo, I don't think she should be doing rugs, she didn't like me. As soon as I got there, she thought I was trash. I don't know why. She hated my guts as soon as she saw me. And I don't know if it was because everyone was like bigging me up, because basically all my coworkers went up to her and was like, hey, this is the new guy. This is how he does things. He's actually the fastest out of all of us. He's a really good worker, because she was asking about me. And they said all good things about me. But to her, she was on leave for the whole 6 months I was there. She came back at the end of the fifth month. And she came and said, she came there like I was a new guy, because she had never seen me before. So she started telling me how I need to do things. And I'm like, no, that takes too long. We've been finishing every day. Mind me, I hope I'm not going too far, 2 hours early. So who are you to tell me, come back after all this time and tell me I'm not doing stuff right? This is the best we've been ever. And she's sitting there and she's like, no, you go do dishes. Now, the reason she went and gave me dishes, because the reason matters. It'd be cool if she just wanted to delegate and trip over power. She made me go do dishes because 99% of everyone else hated doing dishes. They fucking hate doing dishes. They'd rather be out and about, because you can only be in one spot. You can't talk to other people in the casino. And like, obviously, like I said, I was from the bartenders. I was a lot of friends with all the bartenders and the barmaids, whatever the fuck you call the other guys that aren't actually bartenders but work at the bar. I was friends with all of them, so I wanted to go up there.
Barbacks.
Barbacks. So I was friends with a lot of the barbacks, and I was kind of cool with some of the bartenders, but mostly the barbacks. And all of the barbacks were training to become bartenders at the time. So it was just insane to me that I'm sitting there and she's telling me these things, and then she sends me to, and when I found out she sent me to go do dishes because she thought I hate it, I decided to one-up her. Like I said, if you do, I would skip my lunch because I could eat in the buffet while cleaning the dishes if I wanted to, because I'd have so much downtime. Because if you speed run it, you're literally getting like one dish every like 5 minutes. And it goes down a thing, it goes into a dishwasher. You're like, I'm Gucci. Like, and she came in, and then when you're done with stuff, you're supposed to go out and put the plates back out and stuff and clean the floor. Now the chefs loved me because I would periodically go I'd be done with the dishes so fast, I would go and clean their area because they'd have a lot, they'd be cutting shit up and they'd drop a lot of shit on the floor. And they're like, oh, they really love me. So she'd come up there, check on me, and she'd go, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. And I'm like, there's nothing to do. She's like, you need to mop the floor. And I'm like, the chef actually stepped in because she, my manager was talking mad shit to me. She's like, you're not doing anything. You're lazy, blah, blah. Mind you, there's no dishes. So the thing she sent me down here to do, I can't do. So she's telling me I'm lazy because I'm not mopping the floor now. The chef came in and said, he literally mopped the floor before you got in here. Look at the floor. She's like, there's water everywhere. Guys, so this is a big ass, basically think of a big ass sink that has an L shape. It's like probably 9 people long. The leak in the sink was causing the water to go on the floor. We have a bucket there and the buckets are not big enough. And we don't have enough buckets because we need the buckets somewhere else in the casino. So the water on the floor was from a leak. Now, I complained when she got here to her. I'm like, hey, this is one of the things we need you to go talk to the higher-ups about, because this leak makes it's dirty water at some point. And now you have dirty water on the floor after you mop. It doesn't matter if you mop that place, because it's just going to be, and it wasn't like a small leak either. I could see if it was like one drop. Bro, it's pouring. We literally put towels down so it would soak up the water, and then we'd waste so many, they got mad that we wasted towels. But they wouldn't fix the leak. And I was like, she's like, let me show you. She mops it, and then the water's back on the floor in 5 minutes. And she sees it, and I'm like, bro, I'm not mopping every 5 minutes for a leak. How about you call the people to come fix the leak? And she did that, and guess what? They couldn't fix the leak either. So we were just done. She was just sitting there trying to tell me. And then one of my homies came down there, and he was like, what's up? And I'm like, what's up? And she's like, I'm down here because my manager told me to come check on you because she thinks you're lazy. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, I talked to her, and I'm like, he's not lazy. He's the hardest worker out of all of us. He literally does everything. He's good. And so she just had a hate boner for me. And the reason I'm bringing this manager up is because she is so dog shit that she made us go from finishing 2 hours early every day to finishing an hour late every day. And then there's people, a lot of people didn't like her. So when we hosed the floors down, like, we did it in a way where the floors would be dry. Like, they told us it was a waste, but if you do not dry, at least there was a way to dry the floors, but leave it a little wet so that if you walked on it with dirty shoes, it wouldn't leave dirty footprints. The way she did it, she'd be like, no, this saves time. She's right. We'd finish. I hated working with her because we'd finish. Like, technically, she'd spray more water when we were done. So, like, yeah, it took a little longer, but at the same time, because we didn't have to dry it, it didn't matter. The problem is the floor was soaking wet when these people came in to go into the kitchen. And so when those people come into the kitchen, the floor is dirty. And guess what happens? We got complaint from the actual department head saying, why are the kitchens dirty? And I'm like, we cleaned it. I don't know why it's dirty. So I go and look with her. There's footsteps everywhere because the floor is wet. And I'm like, because our manager is making us not dry the floor because you guys told her not to tell us to tell us not to use any towels. And I'm like, she's like, oh. And then another, because she started, the manager that started working with us started to realize that her way was wrong and that we didn't like it, she doubled down. And she would periodically, there's this thing. So when you hose the floor, there's people in the way. So you wait for them to get out the way. She'd hose so close to your feet, she got my socks and shoes wet every day. And I'm like, she's doing it on purpose. And I found out she was doing it on purpose because the guy who, there's, we had people who came in, contractors, who would grab all the, they would collect all the grease. And I don't know, I think they're a disposal company or whatever. She sprayed them. Now, I quit already because I was so tired of this dog shit manager. I was staying over every day. She was making everything harder. She got fired 2 weeks after I quit because those contractors said if she was still there, they'd leave. And the company realized, the casino realized, they didn't need her ass because they looked at it and they're like, hey, you know what? She's actually made everything worse. And they fired her. And I was like, oh my fucking God, I could have stayed. But bad managers, your option for a bad manager is to hope the department head fires them or you quit. Like, honestly, that's my solution. Because there's nothing I could have did. she was getting to the point where she was doing whatever she wanted to me, and I couldn't complain about it. It didn't matter. It took contractors that didn't even work at the company to say, and the reason it was so, they've been working at that place for since it opened. So they were like, oh, we're not switching contractors. We're not. So they chose. And another problem with her is, so the craziest thing happened. I come into work. Now, we came into work at midnight. Or 11. No, we ended up switching to midnight, but it used to be 11 p.m. Not p.m. A.m. No, yeah, p.m. And we came in, and usually, like, so when you go, the first, like, 10 minutes of work there was everyone grabbing cleaning supplies. Now, they'd have cleaning supplies, like, one of the people would have to come down and bring, like, a bunch of trash cans and mop heads. But the same people did it every day. So for the first 5 to 10 minutes, we had to wait on those people to come down from the elevator and bring it in. So when I, let's say I get there at 10:55. And I would go into the buffet because the buffet is right next to where we clock in. Mind you, where we clock in is not the same place where we work. Where we clock in is on the bottom floor. And so when you, and it's next to the buffet. So when you clock in, you still have to take the elevator to get up to where you're working. So I can clock in on time, but if someone sees you, they'll be like, why are you late? And it's like, I'm not late. I clocked in on time. So I would get there 5 minutes before, and I would go and have a snack at the buffet and then clock in on time and then take the elevator up. And by the time I got up, it'd be 11:05. Now I get there at 11:05. Here's the thing. I don't have to wait in line to grab the cleaning supplies anymore because everybody already grabbed their stuff. So I get there, and mind you, it's not like it's everyone's gone. It's just there's so few people that nobody's in my way anymore, so I can still grab my stuff. I get up there, perfect time to start cleaning. She says, why are you 5 minutes late? And she gave me a lot of shit and said she was going to write me up. She ended up not writing me up. The next day, we get there, and we have to all sit in a group because we're waiting for her to delegate where we're going to go. We sit there for like 10 minutes. He's not there. We're like, huh. So we delegate ourselves like we used to. And we start getting, and we try to get as much work done because we don't know what happened. We're like, maybe she's off. So we're like, oh, cool. We can go back to normal. She comes in 2 hours late. And I looked at her like, no way. You got mad at me for clocking in on time and coming upstairs 5 minutes after I clocked in when it's because of the elevator and we're waiting for cleaning supplies. And then you come in the next day 2 hours late and then come and tell us, actually, I don't want you guys delegated this way. You guys need to go this way. She got a call from the department head when she came 2 hours late and got cursed the fuck out. I said, thank you. Thank you. That was one of the most satisfying moments, listening to her get cussed the fuck out after she gave me shit for coming upstairs after I clocked in. And it's just insane to me. I should have known she was going to get fired. I shouldn't have quit that job. That's basically all I'm saying. But I'm saying bad managers is bad managers. When you go from two, I don't know what you do with bad managers. And I don't know which, I know this is a long story or whatever, but like from my perspective, it's really hard to do anything about those type of people unless they may, like she had to royally fuck up to get fired. You know what I mean? And she did. But like, I didn't know that was going to happen. And in my head, if I can't get her fired, there's no reason for me to be there because she's not going to be gone. I don't know how you felt about anything I said, what I'm saying, but I think I just gave the best example of a worst manager because she was the worst I've ever had.
No, yeah, that's some pretty whack stuff. And I agree that there's not a whole lot you can do. Like the best way I can think about it is, because even if you try to talk to your higher ups, you still have to have a good case to present. And the best case you can present is literally the contractor case, essentially. Show that your manager is losing you money because of what they're doing. And they'll be like, oh yeah, we need a new manager.
The problem is with that, when that incident happened, I'd already put in my 2 weeks, you know?
Oh yeah. But I'm saying even then you'd have to like,
I'd have to go and put. I'd probably have to put it in paperwork. Feed no, because they tell her.
Mm-hmm. And you have to like super sleuth and figure out, write down, pay attention to everything, all the stuff. She, like, you have to become a basically a lawyer and do all that shit and all that work to just get that person replaced with someone who could be worse still. It's not like they're going to go out and try to select somebody based on them being a, like, they're going to look for criteria of a good manager, but that's not necessarily the same criteria of what us employees are looking for in a good manager, which I think is also the issue.
It's crazy. From the last thing I heard, I mean, it was like in the middle of the summer, like right after I quit, they were like, they just decided that we don't need a manager at nighttime. I was like, holy shit.
Oh my.
I was like, thanks for telling now. But to be fair to them, they laid off a lot. So let me explain something. I was, like I said, at that job, I worked 6 months total. Now, a lot of people right before I left got laid off from my crew. Now, I had been working there the least amount compared to all of them. So when I heard people start getting laid off, I was like, oh, fuck. They're going to lay me off. They fired everyone but me, pretty much. And I was like, holy shit. Which means they knew I was good at what I did. So it's crazy to me that, and they called me back to like, hey, because like they didn't know I quit. They called me back and they're like, you sure you don't want to like work here? We got an open spot. And I'm like, I quit, bro. I didn't get laid off. And they're like, oh. I'm like, they're like, well, you want the spot? I'm like, no. But
you should have asked if she was there.
I wasn't thinking about that shit, bro. I was so when I'm done with a place, you know how I am. I'm done.
Yeah.
It's like, it's whatever. So that happened. But I just, man, when there's people in the world like that that spend all their time instead of doing their job just to get at you, it's annoying. And I think maybe the part of the problem came is like, she, like, I will say, I don't like when people are just happy for no reason, right? So, like, I can understand the perspective of someone being mad at seeing you having a good time while at work. But, like, it's not like I was, like, when I say, I'm talking about, like, I have an issue, okay? When people are, like, super cheery and, like, it almost looks fake to me, it bothers me. But my happiness is more like, okay, the people around me are having a good time. That's not, I don't know what you want me to do about it. They like working with me. They love when I come over. It is what it is. And so when you see that and you equate that to me not getting my work done, it confuses me because I'm not someone who talks and stops working. I do my work. And if I'm in the middle of a conversation, but I have something to do, I'm still working. And I'll be like, yo, I got to do this. I'll talk to you when I come back and have to do something by here. I'm not going to stop and talk. That's just not what I do.
Yeah. Same.
So for her to be like, for me to finish stuff to, like, again, I was still finishing things early. The problem was, everybody else was finishing things slower because of how she was delegating. No matter where I went, I was finishing early. So she would just, the reason I had to stay longer is because I had to go help. And so now that I'm helping, for you to tell me, like, I put you here because you weren't working hard enough. And you didn't even, and you're basing that off of me, like, having a good time cleaning the bars. When I'm the fastest person that cleans the bars, I don't understand. Like, anybody else clean the bars? Extra 40 minutes. So why is it a problem that I'm talking when I finish 40 minutes plus? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'm finishing, like, 40 minutes earlier than everyone else.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I didn't understand. It's like, think about, I it blows my mind because I feel like people need to, like, they don't think about what they say or they just don't look at things logically. I'm like, it's 8 o'clock. I'm making up times. 8 o'clock, I start cleaning. I'm done at 8:40. Other people are done at 9:20. Well, I saw you talking. Okay, maybe I could have finished. If you're saying I could have finished 10 minutes earlier. Okay, 8:30. You should have been done at 8:30. Bitch, on average, people aren't done for another hour. Why are you on my ass? I really should have complained that she was harassing me or something.
Yeah.
But I feel like I don't care enough to get into it. And that's why I hate politics, because I'm not into it. And at the end of the day, like, like I said, when I deal with shitty people, I get my job done so that I make myself essential so that there's nothing they can say. Like, she was talking a lot of shit, but she couldn't get me fired. I mean, shit, people got laid off. I wasn't on the list. So obviously they knew I was special. I mean, special, like, I'm cleaning kitchen, guys. I'm not special, but they knew I was not the guy they wanted to lay off. So it's just interesting to me that someone can look at what they can see all that and still make a bad decision. And it makes me wonder how they got to manager. And it's exactly what Tyne said, or Gemini, is people are, I think you said this way earlier in the episode, but people aren't promoted because of their hard work in these places. This is where politics fucks things up. They're promoted because they know somebody, or they've been there for too long, like for their whole life. And it's like, I don't think seniority, I think if you have a new guy that's just as good as a guy who's been there for 20 years, I think the guy that's been there for 20 years should get the promotion because he's been there for 20 years. I'd be pissed if I've been someone for 20 years and I'm doing good work and someone gets it over me. But if a new guy comes in and is doing a job better than the guy that's been there 20 years, why would you promote the guy who's been there for 20 years? That just sounds bad to me. Like, I'm doing something better than you in a couple months. It took you 20 years.
Exactly.
Why are you managing? Let me big up manager real quick. Like, managers, I think, is the worst part of the job because they're always the people that fuck me over. And when I say fuck me over, it's just the bad ones. My good managers, the best managers I had, are people who basically work like how I work. And I'm not saying like the way I work is perfect, but one of my good managers taught me how to take the shortcuts. He gave me that edge because that's what he did. If there was something going on, he helped. He was a store manager. He didn't have to help bag, but he bagged if we needed help. He's not like that stuff is supposed to be in theory below him. But a good manager or a good lead does these things. They see when there's place, they see where places are inefficient or need help, and because they know how to do it, they help. Now, they can't help all the time because they need to go and make sure people are doing what they're doing, and that makes sense. There's some stuff in the background that they need to do, or they need to go make sure this is done, or there's papers they need to sign. That's fair. But when they have extra time, and what those managers choose to do with the extra time, when they see there's people need help, good managers go and help. And that's what I've realized. Because that manager, he made sure that we were like, oh, you're cleaning? I'm cleaning right with you. All he had to do was sit in his office for the last 30 minutes. Instead, he came downstairs and helped me. So this is not to say all managers, and I know I wasn't saying that in the first place, but what really helps, if I guess the solution, I'm gonna give a better solution than quitting. Find a manager you like, make them your ally, and they'll deal with it.
Yeah, because that's, at the end of the day, it's literally people. It doesn't matter what job it is. Like, unless you're trying to specialize and become like a doctor or something really specific, like for those jobs, even still, you're going to want to work with people that you can enjoy or that you can work with. And you're going to want to be in the mundane jobs. It doesn't matter what the task is. At the end of the day, if you're going to do a job, you're going there to do a job. So the job is going to be done. The only thing that's going to affect how the job gets done is the people around you. So whether you have a good work relationship or whether they work good, you know what I mean? So like, it's frustrating because a manager, that's, to me, that's your main point as a manager. You know, they're essentially your coaches. They're essentially the people that should have the relationship with their staff, know where people are going to be best placed. Because yes, there are job titles and job descriptions, and that makes sense for the beginning. But as things start going underway, you know, it's the same thing with normal sports. Not every game is the same. Not every day is going to be the same. It may be better to move people around for that day, especially if they have no problem doing those jobs. Like, if you have a person that's doing one position and another person is doing a different position. They both complain to you that they don't like their job, and they both would rather be doing the other person's job. Why would you be like, well, sorry, policy states you have to wait 6 months? No, switch them. Literally, they're going to make you more efficient. Why wait 6 months to make your company more efficient? That's literally ridiculous. It just doesn't make sense.
Go ahead.
So you have all these policies and stuff in place, as well as these managers who just who have the same mentality. And that's what sucks about only promoting. Yes, experience is important. Someone that's been there 20 years, the reason that they should be strong is because they've done all the menial tasks. They've already been your cleaners. They've already worked on these kettles. So when another person needs help, they've done this before and can help them out. That's the whole point. I hate managers that just sit in the office, because the whole point of you being there is because you should be the one that can do everything if needed. If needed, you should be able to do everything. But since you're not needed because you've managed your team so well, can you get all this paperwork and shit done? Oh, your team's down today. Make sure you pick them up. Make sure you fill in. Like that should be the plays that a manager is making to be a good manager.
Yeah. And I wanted to, there was something you said earlier, right when I almost cut you off. What was it? Talking about
you should have just took it. You should have just took it, man.
Nah. You said they're just people, and
it was before the 20 years part, right? It was like, yeah. Oh, it's frustrating.
But yeah, I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's like, managers they're supposed to be able to do that. Oh, okay. You're talking about the switch thing. The switch. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So what I hate about that policy is so the crazy thing is, when you work, and if you've worked anywhere long enough, you have your position and your description, but you always are asked to do above and beyond that. After you've worked there for so long, you start learning stuff that, you start learning how to do other things that's for other people's jobs, and they start asking you to do those jobs more. And they'll even ask you to do someone else's job when they need help. And they might even call you in to do someone else's position for the day. Now, it's crazy to me that I can do that. And they're probably breaking rules letting you do that, by the way. But then when you tell them, oh, I want to do this. Oh, we got to do the paperwork. We got to do this and da, da, da. And it's like, really? You had me work it yesterday. So what? And like, I'm going to tell you one more time, like, and then what I'm going to start doing is not doing that extra work. That is not my job. Because first of all, I'm supposed to be getting paid more for doing that job. Second of all, if you're saying I can't do it, then I'm not going to do it. Because that's what you just said. I can't work that job because of policy. So why are you asking me to do it? And that tells me, if I really knew what I was doing, I'll report you. You can't make me do something that's not my job. And so it's crazy that they'll put all this tape there and then ask you to do it. But when they need you, fuck the tape.
Right.
And like you said, when those first people want to switch, it's probably because one of those days, that person worked the other person's job, and the other person had, and another day, that person got called in to work the other person's job. So they like it. Why would you make it hard for them to switch? Oh, there's not a spot available. Well, there will be if we switch. Isn't that how that works? Like, I don't know, man.
Other employees that are lower will be upset. About what, though? These two people are switching positions.
That's another thing. Well, because of I don't give a fuck about these guys, bro. I don't care, bro. I'm better than them. Point simple. If you're worse than them, I can see the argument.
Oh yeah.
But if you're working your ass off and you're better than that person that they're talking about, like, again, seniority, bro, I don't give two shits, man. I'm over here talking to you about the promotion, talking to you about switching the job. He doesn't even know how to do it. He just wants to, like, this person you're talking about has never even touched that. Want to know why? Because he refuses to do extra work or anything past him. He barely does his own work. That's the guy you want to promote? I went out of my way to learn how to do this to help you guys. Why are you not rewarding me for it? And, like, some people might be like, well, if you're expecting a reward for it's work, dude, I'm expecting money for what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you, so don't come in here and be like, well, then don't do something and expect more work for it or expect to be rewarded for it. No, you should expect to get rewarded for it because they're asking you to do a job. And at the end of the day, the way politics works, if you tell your manager you're not doing what they told you to do, they'll find a way to fire you. That's reality. And so you do what that person tells you to do and you work that extra work and you don't get paid for it. So then when you go and complain and argue that, and they start giving, that's the only way to really go about it, is you have to complain. And nobody wants to be that guy, because once you complain again, they're going to try to get you fired.
Exactly.
And that's why I hate policies and I don't hate policy in general. I hate bad policies and rules like that.
When convenient policy is ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, if you want to do it that way, it's fine. Then always do it that way. Like, it's like people don't understand that. The expectations are, because, like, for me, money is not, I mean, in general, money is not a good motivator. Like, having to pay somebody for a job in the first place is already, you're already asking to fail. You know what I mean? Because by saying, hey, you're already telling the person, hey, this is a job, this is a position. Nobody really wants to do it, so we're going to give you some money for it. And this is how much we think this task is worth. I'm like, okay, cool. So you are saying that you believe this set of tasks is worth this much per hour when done. All right. So that means if you're giving me any more tasks outside of that, there's a cost. You've already told me that. You said these set of tasks cost this much. You're paying me this much per hour. So technically, you are telling me that anything outside of that, I should be giving you money because the tasks are worth money. That's what you told me, the tasks are worth money. You literally made me sign a thing that said, here's your job description. We're paying you this much money for these tasks. So why are you acting like I'm crazy for being like, okay, you're going to pay me to do this task? No, why would I do that? Okay, then I'm not going to do the task. Oh, well, then we don't need you here. What? You are saying that I'm supposed to be rewarded with money. The only reason I'm here is supposed to be for money. That's why I'm here, right? Oh, no, you're here because you need money and you need the job. No, I can be anywhere, any job. Did you know that? Any job pays you money to do work. It's crazy. I don't know what it is about America, but it's almost like their system is based off of jobs paying you to do work, like it's capitalistic or something. So any job I go to will pay me money. So why? Like, they're setting it up in such a way that, to be honest, people could shift the culture of jobs. I mean, it's difficult because of how much CEOs and what jobs already have the current capital and how much money and power they already do have. But I mean, if you got people to be more like, all right, fine. If I'm doing this much work and I'm kicking ass and none of your employees are and you're not rewarding me properly, then I am just going to go and do a different job. Like, just going to up and quit or start my own shit and then be the type of managers that are like that. And if the type of managers that are already like that should be focusing on getting people out that are being weak, are not doing the tasks they should, are being lazy, not because they as themselves, as a manager, believes, I mean, that can be part of it, that they believe these things, but this is the craziest thing. You know what fucking coworkers love doing? They love gossiping. As a manager, if you're chill with your coworkers, you will know. You will know very quickly who's trash and who's not, because your fucking people
coworkers will call it out. Yeah.
Yes, they will complain about who's trash. And then if they keep performing poorly, you get them out. And then you see this person who's mad because this manager's not appreciating them. Bam, you get that motherfucker in here. Bing, bang, boom. Like, you on your job applications, you put out, hey, do you feel your manager isn't appreciating you?
we know how the work gets done here. And you start promoting that attitude, you'll find that a lot of companies will get left with a lot of trash workers and won't be able to run anymore.
Now, I do realize we're over our little time limit, but there's one more thing I want to get on. And there's one more type of bad manager, and I hate these managers the most. I hate these managers almost more than I hate that lady I was talking about, and she sprayed my socks and shoes. Scheduling. The managers that do scheduling. Bro, I don't get it, man. So, to be fair to this place, I'm talking about this grocery store again. Now, to be fair to this place, I'm talking shit, that we were just talking about shit, but all that stuff. But at that job, they did value me highly, okay? I was offered key carrier. Now, for those of you that don't know, a key carrier is basically, so they, at that grocery store, there's 5 key carriers. And and they rank them 1 to 5, okay? So the 5th key carrier gets paid less than the 4th key carrier. The 3rd key carrier gets paid less than the 2nd. So the 2nd key carrier is being trained to become basically the store, because the 1st key carrier is the store manager, basically the GM. So, and your pay goes up every time. Now, I was getting promoted every 2 months that I worked there. So I went from bagging to a merchandise clerk, which basically meant I faced shelves. I ordered, crazy enough, they let me order product for the store. I learned how to order product for a store and receive stuff. That was insane. I was like, wow, I'm getting paid like a little bit over minimum wage, but they're having me do something like, because if you fuck up, you could over order. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's a valuable skill. That's dope.
So I was ordering for the store. So after, now the manager that I was cool with, he got switched to another store. So we got a new manager. Now this manager came in, and because I was a new merchandise clerk, I was still getting used to the job. So he didn't get why everybody was like, oh, Tyrell's such a hard worker, blah, blah, blah. And he gave me a lot of shit. It was my first day as a merchandise clerk. And I was working, and I didn't really know like what I was doing. I was still being trained. And basically this guy, I do something and he goes off on me, the new manager. He goes off on me. And he's like, this is not how you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to do things like this. You're so bad. Right? Then someone tells him, like, around the corner, hey, bro, this is his first day as a merchandise clerk. And he's like, wait, it's his first day? And now, to put this in the context, he was saying I was bad in regards to, like, how the other clerks were working. But for when he realized that was my first day, he was like, it's his first day, and he already knows how to do this, this, and this. Because I did tasks that day. I did what he's like, wait. He was like, wait, this is, like, super good for someone on his first day. So he came back and apologized to me. But after that, I was sour on him.
Okay. Yeah, it was already,
because he had already kind of did what he said, he kind of kept like that perspective until like right before he left. So whenever anything wasn't done, it was my fault. Now we had another merchandise clerk that this guy was my friend. I went to school with him. We hung out all the time, but he only worked one aisle. He worked with the alcohol aisle. And to be fair, the face set is really annoying. It's a lot of boxes, blah, blah, blah. But like when I worked the alcohol stuff, I had to also work I had to work the rest of the store too. So I'm like, why does he only get to do that? So then when I would do that and the rest of the store, sometimes I'd have to put boxes down. And he's like, yo, man, these boxes, I didn't know, because I didn't know people after I left would come through the area, because there's a bunch of pallets back there and they would come and have to lift the pallets. And I would put some of the alcohol. Like you'd have to move some alcohol to get to the alcohol that you needed. And so I would move that alcohol, and because the alcohol that is for some reason the most popular alcohol is always in the fucking back. So I moved all the shit in the front in front of the pallet. But now people couldn't move if you put it against the wall, you could move across it, which is what I did. But they wanted us to put it back on the pallets, And I was like, okay, I'll go put it back in the pallets. But they gave me shit for not putting it back on there. And I'm like, bro. Now let me tell you something. I put stuff back. So when I did, I'm like, whatever, it's going to take as long as something's going to take. I don't care if someone complains. I'm going to do it the right way. So I put everything on a cart and put stuff back. So then one of my other merchandise clerks came up to me and they're like, hey, you need to put the stuff back on the pallets. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, I always put the stuff back on the pallets. And then she was like, well, I was talking to the manager and he was like, yo, there's boxes. He's like, I talked to him already about putting boxes not on the pallets. And we already know who it is. And I was like, he was like, he didn't say who he thought it was, but because he didn't like me, everyone knew he was talking about me. And I'm like, you know, I didn't even work that aisle today. She was like, huh? And I'm like, yeah, so he's shit talking one of you guys. Like, because the person I was talking to, she and the other guy did alcohol that day. And I'm like, so one of you guys did it. I'm like, so he's shit talking you, thinking he's shit talking me. And this turned into another, we had a scheduling manager. Now, I don't know when, dude, it was the worst time when the cool manager I was with left. Because when he left, there's two more new managers. And they came, and basically I think he said some stuff about me. So she started fucking with my schedule. Everyone I was working with, at least in the merchandise area, were all around my age. We all went to school together, and we're all going to college together. And so when I saw their schedules, my coworkers had, I mean, we went to school on the same days. So I'm like, okay, or not even on the same days, but like sometimes they overlap. And I'm like, okay, but they never fucked up on their schooling schedule. So I'm like, why is only mine getting fucked up? She's like, well, we can't do this for you because your school schedule is too much. And I'm like, I go to school 2 days a week. And it's not even like I'm telling you I can't work that day. I just can't work the fucking morning. So what's your problem? And I'm like, plus I have it in paperwork. You guys said, I told you guys I was going to school before I started working there. So you can't, it was signed on a paper. So no matter, and because I'm union, they couldn't, when I pushed back, they couldn't make me work those days. I told them, I'm not coming in on that day. And if you get a problem, I'll bring it up to the union because we have it in paperwork that you guys know I was going to school. And they're like, oh, and I was supposed to be working part-time. They had me working 7 days a week. I was like, so you can't fuck me. And they're like, oh. Also, the reason they had, but she kept fucking me, which is why eventually I was like, I eventually left. But again, when I talk about that place, I was highly valued. It was, the problem was I got approached by the general manager basically there, and he told me I'd become a key carrier. The reason I talked about the key carrier is because when you do good job as a key carrier and you get ranked up, you can become a store manager. And so like, he was talking to me like that, and I was like, oh cool, like he'll make me like, he's trying to train me up to be a store manager. But guess what they wanted me to do? They wanted me to sacrifice scheduling. He was trying to keep, took me into his office, told me about the promotion, then told me that I should quit school and because a general manager would make enough money. Now, I'm not going to lie, he probably made a decent amount of money, but I wasn't trying to stick around with someone who told me to quit school. You're telling, because look, again, I'm 19 at this time. He's telling a 19-year-old to skip college to work at a grocery store. And I'm not saying if you work at a grocery store, you're not worth anything. What I'm saying is, I went to school with his son. Why is his son not working at Stater Brothers if the general manager's plot's not so good? Spot's so good. Why is he not telling him, if you do this, you can skip college? Guess what? His son is going to college. I told that dude, hell no, and I quit. Because at that point, you're disrespecting me. Think I'm stupid? Like, you know I went to fucking school with your son.
I mean, do you know if he ever told his son to not go to school and then just try to become a GM?
He talked about his son like, my son's in college. Like, he bragged. So.
Jeez.
So.
Jeez, yeah, that's weird.
I told my parents, and they're like, yeah, fuck him. Now, to be fair, I don't think a college degree means shit, and I still don't even have, I said I'm going to school. I have one more class before I get my associates, and I don't think I'm even taking a class this semester because I got some other stuff I want to do, but.
Yeah. It'd be different if he was like, push for the GM job, or like, postpone college, wait till you get the position or something.
This is the kind of, like, that's another form of bad manager. Even though he highly valued, do not underestimate what they're trying to do to you. He tried to manipulate me into staying because he needed me by offering me a promotion that wasn't worth the time of day. Okay, I'm going a little too far. It's worth the time of day. I probably getting paid, I don't know how much they make, but it's a decent amount to be the store manager. It's stressful.
It's a
for sure
amount, but this is also,
it's middle class.
Look at it too. Don't even think about the money component, because this is why, to me, as a manager, you shouldn't be using money, right? If money is your motivator, you're already wrong, especially if you're a GM at a grocery store, because you have people here, like you said, who are going to college, so they can go to jobs that are going to make them more money. Money shouldn't be your motivation. So his issue was, yes, you're a great employee, and he values you enough, but he's only focused so much on his star employee that there's a bunch of other employees that he didn't bring up. So because they didn't get stronger and only you got stronger, he put himself in a position where if he loses you, he's now pretty much lost everything. Instead of using you to help build up everybody else, then be like, hey, you know, if college is something you want to do, by all means. But also there's a GM thing, thereby letting you actually choose your fate. He put himself in a position where he feels like he has to manipulate you, because why would you choose to do this when it's clear that you have so much more value than this? And so now he has to manipulate you, where he could have had another person who, yeah, wasn't you, but is definitely now strong enough and wants to be a GM of a grocery store, who would perform, like, not to say you couldn't do a better job, but they'd probably do better because that's what they want to do, instead of you stopping something you want to do something you don't want to do for money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's the other thing I thought. I'm like, yeah, I make a decent amount of money, but I 100% would make more if I got the, if I finished out the associates and then went and worked into the industry. Because I'm pretty sure, like, after I get past entry level, I'm making well over, probably more. Even if I'm making the same amount, the end goal of that job makes probably double the amount of money he makes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're going to be like, bro, you'll make this much money, it's like, yeah, but I also make this much money. Okay? You're telling me to quit school? That's interesting. Never heard that from an adult.
I've heard some adults say to quit school, but like,
not the way he did it.
Not in, yeah, you don't say it like that.
And of course, when I told my parents, they were pissed, because they were like, you know how my parents are. They almost were like, fuck it, we're going to go down and talk to him. Who the fuck are you telling our son? Explain to us what you're really saying. Like,
yeah.
Why? Sell us, and maybe we'll convince him.
But you'd be different if he was like, oh, you should quit school and I'll like train you and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, he's taking you under his wing type stuff.
Like, it wasn't even a guarantee. He was like, quit school and then like,
and maybe
we'll get this promotion, and if you do a good job, like, I keep promoting you. But he's like, but the way you're going, I know you'll do a good job. Okay. But,
can I get, like, in writing if I quit school that I guarantee at least a promotion and something else? Like,
that's another thing, because we're a union. So I did not know how I was making more money than a lot of the people that was working there, and I didn't know why. So because we're union, you get raises every couple hundred hours. So that time I was working 7 days a week and overtime every day, I was getting raises every 2 weeks, and they're like, how is this happening? Like, let's say, I don't remember what the starting wage was back then. Like, maybe I was making like maybe it started at like 10. I was making, like, if you add in like the overtime pay plus like how the shift pay worked, I was making $13 to $15 an hour. And if people were like, how are you getting that? And I'm like, well, I'm working every day for 7 days a week. So I'm getting, and the way our raises work, I'm getting, I think it was a 25 cent raise. So I was getting for like that time for every 2 weeks for 2 months. I mean, I got like a pretty much a dollar and a half raise within those months. Which, I mean, that's cool. That's why I think unions are really nice. Because you're guaranteed a raise depending on how it works at your.
Yeah, they can be good in some cases and they can be terrible in others, you know, tenured teachers.
Yeah. Oh, tell us your most frustrating story in the comments if you'd like about your worst working experience or what you think is the most frustrating to deal with in work or if you disagree with anything we said. I love having conversation. I love arguing even more. So if you want to get in the comments and act disrespectful, I'll get it. We could be on the same level. I'm not above being disrespectful to someone who's disrespectful, all right? But if you want to have a conversation, go ahead and put it down in the comments. I'm fine with having conversations and talking about it. I actually like other perspectives. I might even fucking agree with your take and switch up on mine if you give me a good reason to. But other than that, this has been another Part-Time Rambles episode with TL Gemini.